6FM, live from the Sanctuary Shopping Centre, Somerset West.
On the line, I welcome Leslie Ann Williams. She's from Cape Nature. Good afternoon, Leslie. Welcome to Radio Helderberg.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you.
Once again, I will be talking to you for the first time. I'm very excited. National Water Week, of course. Tell us, who is Cape Nature and what work do you do there? Just to have a little bit of a background for those who don't know.
Sure. Cape Nature, we are responsible for the promotion and protection of biodiversity in the Western Cape. And we manage most of our catchment, mountain catchments, as well as reserves, that supply ecosystem services to the citizens of the Western Cape. And one of those nature reserves that we manage, or the one that is closest to the Helderberg Basin, is the Hottentots Holland Nature Reserve, which is just up in Fargo.
I know that Cape Nature do wonderful work when it comes to fires as well, when it comes to, you know, just things that have to do with nature. And when people really want to know something, they can always contact Cape Nature. And you help out where you can. Lovely organization. We've been working for you, with you guys for a long time. Today we will be talking about National Water Week. So what is National Water Week about specifically?
Yeah, National Water Week is celebrated annually in March, and this year it's going to be running from 15th until the 22nd of March. And the National Water Week campaign is educating the public about their responsibility in water conservation initiatives, raising awareness on the use, the management, conservation, as well as the protection of those water resources. So this year's theme is Water for All. So the World Water Day falls on the last day of this Water Week and also has similar goals to our national campaign.
All right, so in South Africa, especially in the Western Cape, we know how important it is to conserve water. What is water conservation?
Water conservation means using our limited water supply wisely and caring for it properly. Since each of us depends on water to sustain life, it is our responsibility to learn more about water conservation and how we can help keep our sources pure and safe for the generations to come. So 90% of all the water on Earth is basically salt water or the ocean, and that is not suitable for drinking. So there is only 3% of water on this Earth that is fresh water, and only 0.5% of that is available for drinking. And the rest of the 2.5 fresh water is locked away in ice caps or glaciers, in the atmosphere, in the soil, or even under the Earth's surface. And unfortunately, in today's world, also polluted for the use of for human consumption. So with the growing population rates at this moment, and with such a small percentage of water on the Earth fit for consumption, it only makes sense that we preserve and conserve this precious resource.
And why is it so important that we use water-saving techniques in our everyday life?
Nowadays, you know, everybody's saying things are expensive and things like that. There's less money and things, you know. So with using these water-saving techniques, it actually saves you money. It can actually save you quite a lot of money, as well as using less water from our river systems and our bays and estuaries, which keeps the environment healthy. It also reduces the water and wastewater treatment costs and the amount of energy used to treat and pump and heat that wastewater. So if you've seen a wastewater treatment facility, it's quite a huge operation. So cut down on those costs. Those are just some of the things that we can use to do to save water.
And then, of course, plants, animals depend on water to survive. Just some of those plants and animals, just tell us about that.
Yes, like we as well, we are also part of the plant and animal kingdom. We all dependent on water to survive, and some actually need it, like the fish and things. The things that are in the freshwater aquatic systems, they actually require that to breathe. And if there's no fresh water for them to breathe in, they don't survive, and obviously that then would in turn affect the human beings. you know. So, simply put, we cannot survive without water.
Yeah, nothing can survive without water, definitely not. Okay, Cape Nature. What is Cape Nature's role in supplying regular water supply to everybody? That's an interesting one that I want to know as well.
Okay. Yes, we are one of the major role players that ensure that there's regular and steady water supply to the entire province.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier on, we manage most of our mountain catchment areas.
Yeah.
And this is done through our Cape Nature's Integrated Catchment Management Program. And the term mountain catchment basically refers to an area where water can be collected naturally and channeled into the streams and rivers that we have. So if it's a beautiful rainy day in winter and you see a beautiful waterfall coming down the mountain, that is basically a catchment, a mountain catchment, because that water then now channels down into our streams and rivers and into our dams. So this approach acknowledges the impact in change in the environment that we have on our water supply, which in turn impacts on our lives of everybody in the province. So managing the water isn't just about ensuring you get steady supply of clean drinking water from the taps, but it's also about ensuring that there's a reliable supply of usable clean water, as well as keeping the ecosystem healthy, so that the entire cycle can keep on going on.
And the important part, what can our listeners do to help protect this resource?
Well, there is quite a number of things that anybody can do. Water being our most precious resource, we encourage everybody in our beautiful province to do their part. Whether it's taking shorter showers, making sure you switch off your tap while you're brushing your teeth, because every little bit that we save can help and secure future water supply for everybody. So instead of taking a bath, maybe shower, and if you do bath, if you only have a bath in your house or so, don't fill the bathtub to the top when bathing, and as well as installing water-saving devices in your toilets and using low-flow shower heads, fixing all leaking toilets and taps and things. And also when you're making tea or coffee, don't fall the kettle to the top. Just fall enough for you and whoever else you're planning on making coffee for. Don't leave the taps running. And also when we love washing cars. Don't use hose pipes. It's so much easier. People say, "Ach no, I'll just use the hose pipe." Please, please use a bucket. Much easier for everybody as well as the environment, and you're saving on water as well, and even the water bowl. And also with becoming a gardener, if you're becoming a water-wise gardener, you can also start removing any vegetation in your garden and then watering your garden in the early hours of the morning and evening just to avoid evaporation. And if you are by means, maybe even install a rainwater tank to catch up all the water coming down from the roof. And I mean, if you've noticed, if you don't have a rainwater tank, there's quite a lot of water that actually washes down from your gutters and your roof that just disappears.
I'm talking to Leslie Ann Williams from Cape Nature. It is National Water Week. We're just talking about that. Leslie, lastly, tell us where our listeners can go to learn more about water and the wetlands that Cape Nature protects. And then, of course, any last words on the important message of saving water from you.
Sure, yes. Thank you very much. Listeners, they can all visit our website at www.capenature.co.za. And they can follow us on all our social media pages to find out a bit more about Cape Nature's incredible nature or anything that's happening or planned in our reserves or so. But yeah, the last message is, please, we are all citizens of this country, and water is the scarce commodity or resource that we have. We all have a role to play to look after it, not for us, but also for our future generations to come.
Please do your part in saving water. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, Leslie Ann Williams from Cape Nature. Please, if you want to know more, go visit capenature.co.za. Thank you, Leslie Ann. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling Good with 93.6 FM. 93.6 FM. Live from the Sanctuary Shopping Centre, Somerset West.
The side hustle dag vandag. Ons het 'n paar dinge om af te handel wat baie belangrik is. Of course, Water Week, it is very important. So I had to speak to Leslie and Williams quickly. I love talking to Cape Nature. They always have